destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny. Good evening, this is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Hope you're having a great Monday. Mine has been extremely busy, all kinds of short trips about, but happy that the evening's coming, and everything is calming down here in California. Hope you're having a great day today, too. If you're new to our show, this is a show about your destiny, about life, as seen through a more spiritual perspective. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a discussion tonight about the two most powerful spiritual cards. Actually, there's eight of them. The sevens and the nines tonight. First, we have a few announcements. On the 27th of June of this month, which is just about 12 days from now, which is it's going to be a Saturday, we're going to have a workshop here at my house in Concord on the cards and relationships. And there's still room if you'd like to enroll. You can get information about it on 7thunders.com, the number 7 and the word thunders.com. By the way, our site was down today for about 6 hours. If you were trying to log on or download anything or anything, you probably weren't able to. I wasn't able to and didn't even have email for about 4 hours. I don't know what happened, but apparently it's working now, so feel free to come back to 7 Thunders. That's the number 7, the word thunders.com. There's a free destiny reading there that anybody can do. If you're new to the system, you can find out right away what your birth card is, what your card for this year is, your card for today, and your card for this 52-day period that you're in. This system divides up the year into 7 52-day periods. Really nice, magic number. 7 days in a week, 52 weeks in a year. 7 times 52, 364. Add one more, you get 365. That one more is the Joker. Every birthday of the year is a card. Actually, it's more than one card for most birthdays that signify who you are and tell us all about you. For example, today, June 15th, people born today are the Two of Diamonds birth card and the Jack of Spades ruling card. Two of Diamonds, a partnership card, always very partnership-oriented. Wheeler dealers, when it comes to money, like to make money with friends, like to get involved with friends in money-making ventures. Jack of Spades, secondary card, the ruling card, very creative, perhaps dishonest. Can be dishonest, can be a little crazy. I've seen lots of people who have the Jack of Spades ruler. They get a little out there, too little too out there for themselves. We have a lot of people born today. We have Jim Belushi. So Jack's a great card for a comedian. We have Courtney Cox. We have musician Ice Cube, Mario Cuomo, Brad Gillis, Michael Britt, Xavier Hollander, the happy hooker. Happy birthday. You're getting up there in years. I bet you're not doing any films anymore. Actor Neil Patrick Harris, Helen Hunt, Waylon Jennings, Harry Nielsen. You can see there's a real strong creativity in this birthday from these two cards. Two of Diamonds is also fairly fortunate when it comes to money. Very, very smart. They make the best, they're the best at sort of analyzing things like the stock market and figuring out what's going on. So happy birthday if you're born today, and if you know anybody born today and they want to call in and get a reading, have them call in about 15 minutes when we open up the phone lines for your readings. Let's see what else is new. I Seven Thunders is about to undergo a big change to our website in the next month or so. You'll be looking for changes there, but hopefully changes for the better. Hopefully you'll enjoy it more. Okay, the discussion tonight is about sevens and nines and the mystical power of these two cards. First of all, most people, most of us are, we get concerned. After you've learned the card system a little bit and started to read your yearly spreads in the cards of your destiny book, you start noticing cards that you have and so forth. And one of the first cards that you start to dread or that you start to want to avoid are the sevens and the nines. Seven and nine are the two spiritual numbers. It's very interesting how they all tie into. Like, you know, we have, if you think about it, we have seven, we have five visible planets plus the sun and moon. That gives you seven right there. In your head. Your head has seven holes, two eyes, two nose, two ears, and a mouth. Seven. The number seven is part of the existence that we live. It's intimately integrated into our existence here. It's the spiritual, the first of the spiritual numbers. People who are sevens, like a seven of hearts, seven of clubs, always have some connection to the unseen realms where they can tap into amazing stuff. They can tap into amazing creativity, ideas, skills, love, unconditional love, in a spiritual way that's really amazing. Now, just being a seven doesn't mean your life is charmed, because sevens also go back and forth. They go back to from being feeling really charmed and really on top of the world to being very upset, very challenged by life. So it's not easy to be a seven, to be a spiritual number. Because, see, we live in a material world. We live in a material world. Now, the more attached I am to the material world, the world of objects and things, the more attached I am to things in my life matching up with my concepts about them, the concepts in my head, the more attached I am about that, the more problem a seven or nine will present to me when it shows up in my spreads. A seven is going to really challenge me. A seven is going to be a challenge to either see things more positively and so take account of the good that's happening, or it's going to challenge me to let go of my attachment in some way, let go of my wanting to control things in a certain way. But mostly what a seven does is challenge us to be okay with what is, be okay with what's happening. Not just be okay, but be happy about. Actually, can you imagine? Like, let's say you have $1 million, and something happens one day where you lose $100,000 in one day, which is probably more money than a lot of people make in a lifetime. You lose $100,000 now. You could either say, oh, I still have 900,000 and be very happy about having 900,000, or you could be so upset about losing 100,000 that you might even consider killing yourself. People have killed themselves for less, for losses a lot less than that. So what is true? Was it a real tragedy or not? See? That's the attitude thing we're talking about with sevens. Seven is a number of faith. But it's really more of a number of recognition of what is that is good. You don't have to pretend. You can look around and you can see that there's good in your life anytime you choose. And a seven is a chance to to deal with that, to a chance to find out if that's true for you. Seven, like a seven of spades, can mean a health challenge. Like, let's say you broke your leg or something along these lines, or had an accident, perhaps. So you get a seven of spades, and it shows up in that way as an accident. Maybe you're injured in some way, or you're sick. And then the question is, can you still be happy? Can you say, oh, what the rest of me is actually working? I broke my right leg, but my left leg's fine, and it feels great. My two arms are working. I still got two eyes, two ears. I can stand up straight. I can still walk because I have a cast on. I can still go to work because I don't work a job that requires my right leg or whatever. You can be happy about something. Or you can be totally upset about it. That's how a seven is. Seven of hearts will bring a relationship challenge. You'll feel betrayed by somebody or abandoned by somebody. You'll feel like somebody has turned on you and hurt you in some way. Seven of clubs is just a real pessimistic state of mind. You might be depressed. You might be really sad. You might be really upset with the seven of clubs about something. But it becomes a mental obsession. It becomes a focusing on the negative to the point that you're not happy anymore. A seven of diamonds will bring a financial challenge, of course. It'll bring something that would challenge you financially, like an unexpected bill, or a loss of a job, or a loss of property, perhaps, or some unexpected situation that caught you off guard, and now you feel you're like your prosperity or your security is threatened in a financial way. The key to all the sevens is to be to look and see what you have, and to be acknowledge that you still have a lot. I mean, if you live in this country, you have a lot. No matter what's going on, you have a lot. I mean, when you consider that 90% of the world's population doesn't even own a refrigerator, how could you complain if you live in the U.S.? How could anyone here complain about that kind of problem? Sure, there's lots of problems, relationship problems, health problems, mental problems. So a seven will challenge you. We don't like those. But see, the seven also can bring enlightenment. The seven can bring, if you have a seven and you step up to the plate and work on yourself and say, okay, look what I'm doing here, you can actually have an experience that elevates you beyond the physical plane. You can have an experience that puts you into a frame of mind that is truly unattached, and you feel completely fulfilled. The seven of diamonds is the millionaire's card, for example. Seven of diamonds, if it's handled properly, it's the most powerful money card there is when a seven of diamonds comes up. Seven of hearts can mean true unconditional love. You can really be with somebody and now have no fears. Just be there and be content. Seven of clubs, enlightened mind. Enlightened. Tapping into these realms of knowledge and ideas that no one else has privy to. Seven of spades, faith. Pure faith and being guided by divine will. These are the high sides of the sevens. Now, a nine, on the other hand, is different. When a nine comes into our life, we don't like it because something is ending. Sometimes we like it. I mean, when you graduate from school, like high school or college, when you graduate, that's a nine experience. Now, is it happy or is it sad? That's up to you, whether it's happy or sad. It's graduation. It's the end. It's also a beginning, but it's the end of something and the beginning of something else. A nine always signifies an ending, and you can't change whatever's ending when you get a nine. You can't change it. With a seven, you can shift your attitude, and the whole situation could turn around. But when a nine comes up, whatever's ending, it's going to end. It could be a relationship. It could be a job. It could be where you've been living. It could be a project you've been working on. It could be a relationship that was important to you. But everything that has a beginning in life has an ending. Everything that has a beginning will someday conclude everything, including you. We all were born and we will someday die. It's a cycle. The 9 is the last number in the cycle. It's time to let it go. Now, 9 can bring true enlightenment, because with a 9 we can let go and merge ourselves with everything, and not just our own personal concerns. Really, whenever a 9 comes up and we're worried, it's because we're worried about our little personal concerns. The little me and my little story is having a little problem. That's a 9 experience. These personal concerns of ours, something is not working. Letting go of that, we become conscious of how much more life has to offer. A 9 can bring enlightenment. It can bring true sense of oneness with everything. It's interesting that Eckhart Tolle, who I talk about a lot, is a 9. Albert Einstein was a 9. These 9 people have a way of tapping into the realm of the superconscious, of the omniconscious, of the grand sum of the universe. And they lose a sense of their own ego. Albert Einstein was not egotistical. He didn't consider himself to be this big, great guy. Eckhart Tolle doesn't even consider himself to be anything. He just says, this form here that's talking to you, basically. So this is a 9. Now, when you see a 9 coming, to whatever extent, or 7, to whatever extent you are worried or afraid or concerned, you have to know that that is the extent that you are disconnected from reality. You are connected to a mental concept that you have your identity tied up in, and it's scaring you because you're going to lose something that could lessen your identity, lessen your sense of your own self. But that identity is attached to something on the physical plane, which everything on the physical plane has a beginning and an ending, and challenges along the way. If I'm attached to something on the physical plane, whatever it is, I'm going to suffer. That's all there is to it. I'm going to suffer. It may not now be now, but it'll be someday, because everything changes and everything ends. It's almost foolish in a way when you think about it, how we can get so attached to things that are constantly changing and want to keep them the same way. But that's human nature. That's how we all are. So, you know, if you're seeking enlightenment, a lot of us say, you know, we're spiritual, we want to be more enlightened. Well, 7s and 9s should be welcome in your life. These should be energies that you welcome. I've had some amazing experiences under 7s and 9s. I've also had some real challenges under 7s and 9s, too. But honestly, I can say that a lot of my most powerful spiritual experiences happened under those influences. And those are the ones that I remember the most in my life. Those are the ones that I cherish the most, the ones that have caused changes in my life for the better. So that's the power of the 7s and 9s. Don't be afraid when you see a 9. When I see a 9 coming, I say, God, if there's something you need to take from me, take it away, whatever it is. It must not be good for me or you wouldn't take it. I can let it go. And every time I've let go in the past, I've always felt lighter afterwards. I've always felt more alive and more free. It's a burden to be attached to things. It's a huge burden to hold on to attachments to things. I mean, imagine, the more attached I am, the more I'm just worried every minute that something's going to happen to it. I'm not sure if it would be a good idea in a way, when you think about it, to have so much money that now your whole life is about protecting it. From what? From changes. From life changing. But that's how it is. We're protecting. So when you see a 7 or 9 come in, look at it as a spiritual opportunity, an opportunity to have a deep spiritual experience, and you'll have a much more enjoyable experience of those energies when it happens. Okay, we're going to have our break now. And on our breaks, we play songs from my CD called Bhakti Rock. When we come back from this break, we're going to have our phone lines will be open for your calls. So if you're ready to get a reading, call in now or in the next 5 minutes. And when we come back, we'll take your calls. On this break, we're going to listen to the song called Rama Rama.
Rama,
Welcome back. That was Rama Rama from Bhakti Rock. If you enjoyed that music, you can get a copy of that from my website, seventhunders.com. There's instructions there. Actually, you can listen to more songs, too, if you'd like, and hear more of the songs. Okay, our first caller tonight is having a birthday today. Her name is Tara. She's June 15th, 1954. Are you there, Tara?
Yes. Hi, Robert.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
How are you today? Are you having a good birthday?
Yeah, I am, surprisingly.
Why? Don't you
all
usually
wonderful.
Have? Oh, really?
What?
Oh, mine are always wonderful.
I'm glad. Actually, I thought it would be kind of depressing because my the guy I was involved with for 18 years died within this previous year, and I thought my birthday would be rough without him, but it was okay.
That was your husband or something?
No, we weren't married, but almost lived together.
Uh-huh.
And he died suddenly during my, I think it was my Saturn period.
So, uh-huh. Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it would be rough. But I went on, I did the things with my family that I normally did with him, and it was a lot of fun.
You know, your birth card sat right on the Ace of Spades last year.
Yeah.
It was very important for you to have this transformation.
Oh.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to ask you about that, too. With this year coming up, it's in the results. How is that different than displacement era?
Well, it's a much nicer influence, first of all.
Oh.
Yeah, result card is always positive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. It's like a Jupiter influence. It's a gift at the end of the year. See?
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, the main thing, though, this is a really important year for you. This is the last year of the 7-year cycle you started in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
So you have one more year to finish this up, and you have a 5 of Hearts long range, which is, and a 9 of Clubs, which is another ending year for you. You're not done finishing up yet, and you need to be moving this year as well.
Oh, yeah?
That's
with
right.
That 5 of Hearts there in long
yep.
range?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that generally means move.
Okay. Does that have anything to do with the 9 of Hearts I'm in now, Mercury, starting?
Well, no, not necessarily. Those long-range cards generally don't kick in this early in the year.
Oh, okay.
The 9 of Hearts you're having now, you're in Mercury. Things in Mercury they're not all that significant, okay?
Okay.
They're not like a big deal. Like, you could have an ending of a relationship with somebody, but it's not going to be a big deal, okay?
Like a friendship, maybe?
Yeah, well, it's hard to say. And you might actually find you're giving love to people a lot during this period. 9 of Hearts means giving love also.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Okay.
But all your other cards are good in the period. You know, you got a couple tens and an Ace of Hearts, so it's all good.
Oh, I have an Ace of Hearts?
Yes, you do.
Oh.
And your ruling card spread.
Oh, okay. It's not in the book, then.
Yes, it is, underneath the Jack Bates for age 55.
Oh, okay.
We read both.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. You are 2 of diamonds and a Jack of Spades.
Oh, okay. I've just been looking at the 2 of diamonds part. Does one take priority over the other, or does it be 50-50?
They're both important. They both tell different stories about during the same time. Okay.
Okay.
So, you don't mix them together. They're both separate parts of you. You have a 2 of diamonds part of you, and you have a Jack of Spades part of you. The 2 of diamonds part of you, what's going on in that spread is talking about that part of your personality.
Oh,
the Jack of Spades cards are talking about what's going on in your Jack of Spades life. You're both these cards, you see.
So if I'm involved in a business adventure, I would look toward to my Two of Diamonds spread more so?
I would say more likely the Two of Diamonds, unless it was an artistic business, like an artist or an actress or a musician. Then you would look at the Jack of Spades, because Jacks are creative. See?
Well, I'm a little confused about this business stuff. During the past week, for which I was still in Neptune, right, the past week?
Mm-hmm.
I was offered a possibility of acquiring this guy's business, and it's one that I've wanted for about 10 years. And now I'm having doubts about it. For one thing, I can't afford it like I was able to afford it 10 years ago. And he's patiently waiting for me to decide, and I just I'm racked with indecision. And I'm wondering, because he proposed this during the Neptune period, does that make it dubious? Or?
Well, it's just that we can't see clearly during Neptune. So
okay.
you just say, well, things always look different in Mercury afterwards, always.
So as of today, I should be getting a better handle on this?
Yeah, well, starting soon. It doesn't happen instantly, but it doesn't take too long either. I'd say tell him you need a week or so to think about it. If he says that's too long, then say, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Okay, and the Nine of Hearts, that's not advantageous for this, is it? Then in Mercury?
That's not a bad card. That doesn't symbolize anything particularly good or bad about this business opportunity.
Okay.
It may not reflect on that even at all, you know.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's probably related to something else altogether. It's not a bad influence to start a business on necessarily, or something like that, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah. Okay. He said he would wait. I told him I was checking all my oracles and waiting for guidance in a dream, and he wants me to have it if it's the right thing for me to do.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you don't have the money, why would you even consider it?
Well, I think I could get it. It's just that it would be a hardship, and I would have to probably give up more liquid cash than I want to.
Yeah.
That I would feel comfortable with.
Well, you know, you're pretty good with business, so you should trust your own, I think, you should trust your own sense about it.
I don't. I'm really cautious. I tend to do nothing, you know, instead of getting out there and being, the Wheeler dealer is not me really at all. I know that says that about my card, but I feel like I'm definitely more the Jack.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't feel as comfortable with the diamond part.
Okay. All right, so I've told you a little about this year.
Yeah.
The Five of Hearts, that's really what's going on, is the Five of Hearts.
Okay.
I'd say pay more attention to that. You know, it's time for you to be moving.
Wow, okay. I don't know where that would be.
You don't need to know where just yet. That will come.
The actual move, I thought that might be more for my next year's birthday. I have more fives in that year, I think. But you say it's starting this year. Okay.
You got the stronger, much stronger fives this year than next year.
Oh. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
The long range card is the strongest card of the year.
Okay. Well, I'm probably going to go to your workshop. I'm going to sign up for that. You're so close to me. I'm in Sacramento.
Sure. It'd be great to have you.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about business relationships, too, in the workshop. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. I'll look forward to that. And you still do have room?
Yeah, we do. We do. We're only going to have 12 people max, but we do have some room left. So if you want to join, sign up whenever you're ready.
Okay, I will do that now that I'm out of Neptune.
Great, Tara. Well, have a great rest of your birthday, and thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love birthday calls. Okay, our next guest is Nicole. She's called before. She's a member of the Magi Fellowship, our youngest member, as a matter of fact, 19 years old. Are you there, Nicole? Might have caught Seth by surprise. He never knows when these calls are going to end. Hello, Seth. We're waiting for Nicole. Oh. Well, we're waiting, but maybe she's not here. Oh, she's gone somewhere. Well, let's talk to Gwendolyn first, then, and we'll bring Nicole in later. Is Gwendolyn here? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is George Rodriguez.
Joe Rodriguez.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, what's your birthday, Joe?
George. Jorge, like Jorge.
Jorge? What's your birthday?
02-01-72.
February the 1st?
February 1st, 1972.
And how did you get in on the call tonight? Do you listen to my show? Have you listened to it before?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, cool. So, what can I do for you tonight?
I was surprised about the system that you are representing, and I'm really surprised the way how I'm describing your system.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to see how you see my relation with God and that system.
Your relationship with God, did you say?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, most people who are Jack of Spades, most people who are Jack of Spades, and you're a Jack of Spades, as you know, right?
Yes.
Most people who are Jack of Spades have a strong interest in spirituality.
Okay.
You know? Now, they don't always, they're not always able to practice it. Do you understand?
Correct.
They're not always able to be, but they have a strong interest, and it's good for them. It's what they, it's good for them to have that interest and to pursue that interest in their life, because it helps them. It helps give them more depth and understanding and wisdom, which is what they're looking for. They're looking for wisdom from life more than anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you have a specific question?
Yes. In one of my, I was looking my cards in the years, and I was 37. I am 37 right now. So, one of my cards, I was reading something that the opportunity to connect with paranormal entities, something like that. So that got me by surprise. Can you tell me a little more about that? I don't know if you can see it from where you are.
Do you know what card that you were reading about? Because I don't. Just looking off the top of my head, I don't see it. What card was it?
I don't remember. Don't remember right now. But I was basically looking to that, and I was a little interested in that part. Since I am a young person, I'm having a little connections. So I just wanted to basically what you see in my.
So do you have a relationship, Jorge? Are you married?
Yes, I'm married. I'm happy married. I'm happy with my wife. She's a king of clubs. King of clubs.
Oh, king of clubs.
I had three kids, two A diamonds, and basically I feel satisfied with that part.
That's great. That's wonderful.
My empty part, but I always, my communications, my good friend always has been God, so now.
Mm-hmm.
And now even this year was my year that I decide I will be more close to him, when I see what you are reading, what I'm reading, I'm represented by the Jeff, my car, so I got a little surprise, so that was basically.
Well, Jack of Spades is, a lot of people who are Jack of Spades go the other way. Do you understand?
Completely, but I'm not in that part.
Yeah, no, I get that. But you have to understand that that's what a lot of Jack of Spades do. So
yeah, well,
it's not necessarily you, but it's there's always a possibility for that. With any card, there's a dark side to every card, you know? There is no such thing as a good card or a bad card. Every card has a possibility for good or a possibility for bad. See? So you are a hardworking guy, I would imagine.
Correct.
You have an interest in spirituality. That's really good. So you're here to do some work. You're here to get some things done.
That's what I'm trying to understand.
Well, no, that's, you come here to be a, you're a doer, you're a creator, do you understand?
Oh, completely.
Yeah, so you have to set some high goals for yourself so that you accomplish as much as you are capable of accomplishing in this lifetime.
Yeah, yes, definitely. No, the card described me completely from A to C, but no, the lack of honesty part, I don't see myself in that part. So I'm glad. I'm very, very strict in that part of my strongest values. And
uh-huh.
I think that's the reason why I people consider myself the nice person and loyal person that I am right now. So, but
sure. Okay. I believe you.
No. I understand your point in reference with it. Okay,
yeah.
Excellent. Well, no, you have been thinking in translating this to Spanish?
There was a Spanish version of Love Cards book, but we will eventually. That's definitely on the list of things to do. It's just not right away, but it's definitely going to happen someday. We're going to translate this book into Spanish.
Okay.
It needs to happen.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. We have a lot of Spanish people who love this system and love my book. So, all right, Jorge, it's great talking to you. Thank you for being a guest tonight.
No, thank you very much, Mr. Robert.
Have a great rest of your evening.
The same for you, sir. Bye.
All right. Good night. Our next guest is Winston from Nova Scotia. He's July 2nd, 1969. Are you there, Winston?
Yes. Good evening, Robert.
How are you?
Excellent, sir. Excellent. Loving your show again, as always. Just looking through the book here and checking out my spread here for, this year is pretty well coming to a close, and next year is just starting. I was looking at the nines for Uranus and Neptune for this year coming up, and a nine on the second row for Mercury. I was just wondering if you could just kind of enlighten me a little on those.
It's a little too early to be talking about things that are going to happen at the end of the year. I mean, that's almost a year from now.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be too concerned about that. You need to let things develop a little bit. I would focus my attention on your long range card.
Okay.
And I would also focus my attention on your Jupiter cards. And those are the most important. That's where I'd be looking at and getting excited about. Ten of Hearts long range is a very fortunate card. Do you understand?
All right.
Ten of Hearts means reaching out to the public and making more contacts in whatever you do. I don't know, what kind of work do you do again, Winston?
I do a service work for a heating company.
Okay. So, this might be a year when you basically become more social in some way, you know?
Okay.
Because it's obviously not going to be your work unless you do something different.
Well, we've been thinking about starting our own business to do something, but we're still a little unsure of what we're going to do yet.
Yeah. Well,
you have
an Ace of Diamonds. Your other long-range card is the Ace of Diamonds. So it seems to me like you are going to do something new. this coming up. Yeah. I'd be willing to bet.
In order to start a business, would you recommend that there would be a best card to look for?
You mean for a day to start it?
Well, for a day or just a card to show up in this year or next year.
Well, you mean like telling you when to start it?
Yeah, like would there be a card that you could look for that, you know, would be a good time?
Well, aces represent beginnings, so you can look for those. But that's not the most important question. You know?
Yeah.
The most important question is, what the heck are you going to do? Don't you think?
Yes,
aren't you kind of putting the cart in front of the horse there?
Well, a little bit. And the last time I called, we're in the process of moving, and we sold our house, and we're still in limbo. So we're kind of taking your advice on that one. And you said, you know, don't jump back into security if you just give it up. So we're residence free at the moment.
Okay.
Are you
getting motivated yet to do something?
Well, we're at that point, but we're still a little still kind of allowing things to unfold, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, the fear of running out of money sometimes is a really good motivator.
We're okay on that one for a bit, but
really helps people to get going, you know.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
And I mean, you may or may not have to experience that, but you know, if you're still waiting to know what you need to do, there's something that I think there's something you're not doing here, okay? You should know by now, I think. But it's okay that you don't, but, you know, you need to, that's your number one priority, not when.
What?
Yeah, it's what.
What is the biggest question?
And, you know, what's the point of it? Like, it has to be something that has a point to it. Like, it has some meaning to you.
Yes. Yeah. That's the thing. Right now, what I'm doing really doesn't have a whole lot of meaning to me. It's just something I do for to generate an income.
Yeah, and well, now just generating income can be okay, because just generating income keeps food on the table, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you have a choice, when there's a possibility to do something that has more meaning to you, then you take it, see?
Yeah.
So this is either an opportunity for you or it's not. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, it'll all unfold the way it's supposed to, I guess.
Yeah, it always does. So there's nothing, there's no mistakes. You can't really make a mistake here.
That's true.
But excellent. I think with these two cards, if it were me, I'd be like gangbusters to get something started. I wouldn't be waiting around.
Okay.
I'd already have plans in motion. I wouldn't be waiting.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Well,
you know?
we'll put the nose to the grindstone.
Yeah, I mean, what's the hold up here? You looking for an email from God or something?
I'm hoping he was going to send me a sign.
Okay, Neon. Yeah, you're looking for a God email. I got it.
yeah.
Okay,
that's funny.
Next time I talk to you, I want to know what you're up to. Not what
for sure.
Not what you're waiting for, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. Good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take another short break before we take our next caller, who I think is Kathy from Minnesota. And on this break, we're going to listen to the song Krishna Hare Krishna from Bhakti Rock. We'll be right back in about 6 or 7 minutes.
Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Welcome back. That was Krishna Hare Krishna from Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoyed it. We have time for a couple more callers tonight, and we have two on the line. Kathy from Minnesota, whose birthday is July 15th, 1963. Are you there, Kathy?
Yes, I am. Hello, Robert.
How are you?
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm delighted to be on your show. So, my question is, I guess I should say the last couple of years or so of my life have just been very difficult and intense and chaotic, and I thought I would ask if there's anything that shows up in my cards that shows relief or positive change ahead.
Yeah, that's a good question. I understand. That can be difficult. Well, I can see, looking at your last 2 years, the long-range cards, I can see how there's been some challenges in your life. And you had one of your lifetime Saturn cards, Three of Diamonds, as your long-range card a couple of years ago. And last year you had a Jack of Hearts and you had an Ace of Spades long-range. So what's your relationship with what happened to you? I mean, how did you take that? Was it all really difficult and hard? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And so what was the hardest part, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, the hardest part was when my oldest daughter was in a car accident the beginning of May of 07, and she has since been a paraplegic. And now her three boys are living with me, and I've been a single mother most of my life. The oldest one was out. I had two more girls to go, and it kind of feels like I'm starting all over again. And you know, the youngest is just turned six.
Wow! So are you taking care of your daughter too now?
No, she has been in care. It's been a pretty rough go. The first, almost 3 months, she was in intensive care. They didn't expect her to live because she was, so badly broken. And she went through some, almost 12 surgeries in about 3 months.
How did your daughter end up in an auto accident like that?
She was riding with someone who should have not been driving. He was goofing around, trying to be funny, and she wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Uh-huh. So, do you ever feel resentful about that? I'm just curious.
Well, yes. I think I wouldn't be human if I didn't. I try to put perspective on it because, I don't know. I have some belief in karma, and I think that that there's a reason and a plan for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I love her, and it's not a matter of right or wrong, but I do have a job at hand, and I'd like to keep positive the best I can and move forward with my life.
Yeah, well, so, but there's a certain part of your life, if you're committed to taking care of her kids and taking care of her, I don't know to what extent that comes into play, but just say the kids themselves, if you're committed to taking care of them, that's part of your life now. You understand?
Yes.
And the cards aren't going to change that, you know, that you made that choice. Do you understand?
Well, I don't expect the cards would change that, but I don't know.
Maybe you're just hoping that something else bad doesn't happen. Is that what you're getting at, or?
not that something else doesn't happen, but I mean, things can shift.
Yeah, well,
that can lighten the load, bring the sun out a little.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have a five of spades this year. Your cards are strong this year, and they're good. Okay, five of spades though means change. It's the strongest card of change. As far as change goes, that's as strong as it gets, five of spades. Now, what exactly a change could be? It could be lots of things, because spades governs anything really in our life. It could be change of residence, change of job, change of your whole lifestyle, or the way, or it could be an internal change, the way you approach life itself, see? So I don't know exactly which one of those will be yours just yet, you know, like I'm not sure what kind of change. You may know, because it's your life. You may have a sense for it, see?
Mm-hmm.
But the other cards are, besides the change part, everything else is good. You know, you have a four of hearts, and you have an eight of clubs. These are other long-range cards you have this year. You don't know those because they're not in the book. But you have these, and these are positive cards. So it should be certainly not like last year. Jack of hearts means sacrifice, see, last year, the year you're ending right now.
Okay.
And it sounds like you have made a sacrifice.
Yeah.
To me. Sure sounds that way.
Right.
So, you know, I think this could be a good year for you. For sure. Better, certainly. Shouldn't be as difficult as you've experienced recently.
Yeah.
Four of hearts card means enjoying one's family. That's one of the definitions of it. Enjoying what's going on in the home.
Okay.
So maybe like what has been a burden might turn around and be something that's more pleasant for you. Possibly.
Okay.
It's possible. You know, so okay. It's a little early to tell. Your birthday hasn't come up yet, but it's on its way. And,
okay.
You know, I mean, the way I look at life is, and this has always helped me, Kathy, is that everything is that's going on for me was designed exactly for me to learn something important.
Right.
And there's no such thing in my life as a bad event. Nothing that happens to me is I would label as bad. It's all just something that was important for me to experience or to learn from. See?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, as bad as your situation sounds, and it sounds really bad, I know it's perfect for you in some way. There's something you're learning from all this that's underlying it. You know, it's not the story of what happened that's significant. It's the story of what's going on inside of you in relationship to it that is significant.
Right.
Like, what are you learning in all this, and why did this happen to you? I mean, you know, like, what was it to you? Why did this have to happen to you? See? Those are the kind of questions I'd be asking. I mean, if it was me, I'd be, first, right off the bat, I'd be like, okay, why did I create this? What is there to learn from this? Those kind of things. You know, even though it looks like on the surface, it'd be very easy to label you as a victim of the whole situation. See? It would be easy to everybody would feel sorry for you and say, oh, this is, you poor thing, you, it's terrible what happened to you, and you're stuck, you know. But I don't really believe that. I don't believe anybody's really stuck. And I don't believe you're stuck. So, you know, let's see what happens. It's going to depend a lot on you and what you decide to do with it all.
Okay.
Okay, so the cards are supportive, but there's more challenges ahead for all of us. That's just how life is. And this has been a big one for you. This is huge. I mean, I have a lot of sympathy for what you've been through. I can't even imagine how difficult it's been. I don't even know that. You know, I couldn't even say. So.
Yeah.
If something happened to my son, I would be really, really upset. You know, well, either one of my sons. It would be tragic. So. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for calling and being my guest tonight, Kathy. Hope things work out. I think they will. Give it a little time. You're in Neptune right now. Nothing's good is going to happen until after your birthday. All right?
Okay.
If I were you, you have sixes right now. You have a few more weeks to your birthday. I would really be taking this opportunity to tune in to yourself as much as you can, because it's an opportunity time, if it's anything, because of the strong sixes you have. And sixes are the most psychic cards in the deck. So this will be a really great time for you to go within and ask for some answers for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably get them if you do. Okay?
Yeah. I've been doing that a lot already, and so things look better after my birthday.
Yeah, but now is the time to be asking.
Okay.
Questions, asking for direction. This is the time to ask for that right now. There's different things happening after your birthday, but right now, what about right now? This is a good time. You still got about, a month?
Yeah.
So take advantage of that time. This is a special time for you to go within.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Kathy. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Our next caller may be our first caller from Louisiana. Her name is Becky, born February 21st, 1951. Are you there, Becky?
Yes, sir. Hi, Robert.
Do I know you?
Yes, I've spoken with you several times.
Oh, okay. Welcome back.
You're the one that you fussed at me for saying yes, sir, so much.
Yeah, you better not do that tonight or I'm going to hang up.
I won't.
Okay, good.
Actually, I have a question. I feel like I've been a nun for 2 years, and I keep thinking my love life's going to change, and nothing has changed.
Okay.
And I also have a question about my daughter.
Okay. Well, your love life is something, this is something that you have to take some action on.
Okay.
If you just sit there and hope it's going to change, nothing's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Have you put your profile up on any dating websites yet?
No, I haven't.
Have you gone out and tried to meet people?
Well, I just moved about 3 weeks ago for the second time in a year, so I haven't really felt really stable enough to do that yet.
Well,
but I'm sort of, I'm sorry, but I feel like I'm stable enough to start doing that.
Okay.
Here where I am.
Okay. Well, it's because your Pluto card for the year, your challenge card is the Queen of Hearts, which is relationships, sex, all that stuff. It's going to have to take some effort on your part. It's not going to just happen if you don't do anything. Okay.
Okay.
You have to step up and take some action and let the universe know that you really do mean it and you're not kidding around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can happen.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's in your hands.
Okay. May I ask a question about my daughter, Lindsay?
Sure.
Okay. She's had some issues, and she got married May the 7th, and he filed for divorce May the 12th.
Sounds like a match made in heaven.
Well, it's sort of a long story, but she sort of lost it, and
uh-huh.
I'm very concerned about her.
What's her birthday?
May 23rd. 1978.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it would probably take a little bit too long to find out enough about her for me to say something significant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But when did she get married, you said? I'm sorry, one more time.
She got married May the 7th.
Okay, so she got married in her Neptune period. That was a bad idea.
Yep.
Because what means that means, of course, is that when she got married, she wasn't seeing things very clearly.
Right.
Okay? She was on like a fantasy high of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
We all are in the Neptune period. Mm-hmm. That's how it is.
Okay.
So that was a bad thing. So after her birthday, the lights came on and everything looked different. Now, your daughter, you know, she's a nine of clubs, and that's a difficult card to be.
Yes.
I mean, well, it's difficult because there's usually a lot of tragedy in their life when they're really young.
Yes.
You know, you have been there to witness that.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
You're probably part of it in some way.
Mm.
Part of the tragedy that her life has been.
It
probably has a lot to do with what happened with you and the family as you were growing up, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you know, she could use some help, you know, with managing her life and what she feels about life and herself.
Well, Robert, I have a spiritual friend, and both of us have tried to speak with her, and she just...
No. You can't force that on anybody. They have to want it and go after it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The support you can offer her is that you just tell her you love her and that you believe that she can find her way.
Okay.
Say, I believe you can find your way, and if there's anything I can do to help you, you let me know. I'm here for you. See, that's different than saying you should do this and you should do that. You follow me?
Right. Yeah.
We always want to impose our ideas on other people. It's human nature. We all do it to each other all the time. It's terrible.
Especially seeing my child suffer.
But suffering.
And my grandchildren.
How do we learn?
Right.
We learn through suffering. Nobody learns from good things happening in their life. Not that I've ever seen, anyway.
No.
Yeah, it's hard to see the grandkids suffer.
Yeah.
And you just do what you can, but you also have to be surrendered. You know, you have to be somewhat willing to accept. Okay?
Okay.
So.
Okay, Robert. Well, thank you for that. I needed to hear that.
You're welcome.
To keep me in shape.
Well, you know, it's a lot to go through, and your daughter, I'm sure, has a lot of wonderful qualities.
Yeah, she really does. She had a lot of issues as a child. She's in special education.
Well, her long range card this year is a Queen of Spades, and that's a very powerful card for spiritual growth. So your daughter could have a breakthrough this year.
Sure.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And it's very strange because I have four children, and my oldest and my youngest are okay. But it's my two middle, her and my son, that have so many issues.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just the way it is. It's the way it is.
Yeah.
It's just life. There's no reason for that necessarily, the two middle children. Okay, so good luck to your daughter and to you. And
okay, well, thank you very much.
Just think good thoughts for her. Putting it out there that she can handle it and she can get a handle because she's a loving person.
Yes, she is.
And she's not a bad person. And so this is something that she can do. She can do it. Give her the confidence that she can do it, you know?
Okay.
Have confidence in her. And then maybe she'll have confidence in herself.
Okay, thank you.
All right, great talking to you.
Okay,
thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you. Have a great night.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we went over time, and thankfully there's nobody right behind us tonight. But we are going to conclude our show tonight now, and we're going to end, as we always do, with our favorite song from the CD, which is called The Gayatri Mantra. I hope you enjoy it. Just one last reminder that we're having a class here at my house on the 27th of this month on the cards and relationships. We're really going to go into everything about relationships so that you can use this. This is the most amazing system there is for relationships, and I'm going to show you how you can use it to make all your relationship choices conscious. So we'll see you back here again next Monday. I was gone last week. I apologize. I didn't announce it. I did announce it on the show, but I didn't send out an email blast. I'm definitely going to be here for the next month or two. I look forward to more calls and more talking with you. Have a great night. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Burjuna Swaha Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Vah. Savituravarinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savituravarinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodaya searching for the truth. I need a magic behind. I wanna be flying where the waterfalls up to me. Wheels of time covered in a dream, given to the room. Never understand. Call my name and I'll call your name, and the ships are so down.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
intoxicating, if you know what I mean. No hesitating, slip away from sea. Around it, let it flow. I've got a green light, hey baby, I'm good to go. There's the rub, that's the catch, the whole done deal, the whole shooting match. What can I say, what can I do? Wear a different hat or pull a disappearing, act on you. Let it flow. I've got a green light. Hey, baby, I'm good to go.